Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Two of the most beautiful restaurants I've ever seen. Honestly, I've eaten it off the hook a couple times. It's insanely good, and it's just a gorgeous restaurant. And a Napa Prime, I have not eaten there, but everybody that's gone said it's insanely cool. Never met Glenn Holly until this madness started, and he owns them both, for better or for worse. And I had to get him on here today to talk about this load of crap and these new restrictions or whatever the hell they are. Glenn, good morning. How are you, my friend?
Good morning, Marty. I'm doing good.
You have to be ready to snap with this ridiculousness. These new, whatever they are, these new so-called rules, this mishmash hieroglyphics of crap that you're supposed to abide by, sir.
Well, my biggest challenge with this is at the moment is I don't see, unfortunately, the penalty. I don't see the penalty side.
Right.
I don't see the enforcement side. So I can't open up a patio at Off the Hook that has 40 seats. Because if somebody else does it wrong, it appears to me they'll just come back through and close down all outdoor dining again. I don't understand.
There are no rules, really, right? You don't have any standards. There was no details. There's no one saying, Chuck, with the health department's going to come by, and if he does, this is what will happen. It's just, to hell with you, just do what we told you to do and get on with it, right?
Agreed. And that's what has frustrated all of the people that you've had on your show that have been on the news stations, that have been in print media, are sitting back going, wait a minute, we thought we followed the rules correctly. We know we followed the rules correctly, yet we still got closed because some didn't follow the rules correctly. So in this particular order, which I can understand it, I see some of those things.
Right.
Drink minimums is a little, or maximums rather, I guess is a bit of a, I don't know how you enforce it, but that aside, it's just simply there isn't a penalty inside of this. I don't see it, and I can't do this again. I can't reopen under the worry that somebody's going to do it wrong and they're going to close us all again.
And the hammer they hold over you is they say, all right, man, I'll take your liquor license, punk. Get in line to try and get it back, right?
Which, if that is the clear, defined penalty, then I'm going to tell you it's okay because we have to have the clear, defined penalty. I could tell you about a restaurant north of us up here in Butler that we visited once.
Right.
Went in. I'm going to be honest with you. They were not following the rules at all. And they're in Butler County.
Right.
Not following the rules at all. Then I happened to go back in a couple of days ago, not so much to go check on them, but I had heard that they were following the rules. I was stunned. Totally following the rules. 50% capacity, no more arm-to-arm, every other booth. I was like, wow, somebody got to them. Well, lo and behold, either LCE, Liquor Control Enforcement, and or the State Department of Health, because, again, they're Butler, walked in and said, do it this way. They said, uh-oh, we saw what happened in Allegheny County. They got closed. We don't want to. They changed. They conformed. They followed the rules. So the enforcement worked. It just needs enforced to those individuals that do it wrong.
Glenn Holly from Napa Prime and Off the Hook. Are both of your joints closed down now, right now?
Yes, but I have to use the word, obviously, temporary, because when I talked with you earlier and didn't use that, I fielded a lot of calls saying you're closed for good.
Okay.
So I have to use the word temporary because I know at some point we will reopen because they will get the rules correct that allows this our industry to reopen correctly. The point that you make about 50 people inside is versus another large venue that can handle more, then obviously inside can work, provided that you give us the rules
exactly.
And enforce them.
Hold on. Now, this is such a great point. So and by the way, Glenn, you went overboard to enforce the rules inside before they shut you down. You're one of the good guys. And my argument is, why can't Glenn Hawley from Napa Prime and Off the Hook have 50 people inside when the casino can have 500 people inside? Explain that to me, Glenn, as a fourth grader would, because I'm stupid. Explain how that works.
Obviously I can't.
Yeah.
I don't. It's, look, you have to, every business has its own rules of how the business works.
Right.
We all know we're supposed to be nice to the guest. We all understand, you know, all those general things. In this particular situation, I knew that I had to put up these screens or whatever you want to call them to help block seats at my actual bar tops. I have 6-foot distances because for people to wait for a table. We've never sat a guest before in either of our bar areas, either at Off the Hook or over at Napa Prime, because we would allow those are open seating. But we knew we had to schedule a manager at the entrance to stand there and go, no, I'm sorry, Mr. Griffin, we don't have a table for you yet. You have to wait here per the rules.
Right.
Now, we got yelled at. We had to tell people you got to wear a mask to walk the 27 feet or 2 seconds from the front desk to the table. We had folks coming from Ohio that would yell at us, say, your governor's an idiot. I'm going, that isn't the issue, dude. The issue is you need to wear a mask from point A to point B, please. And we chose to follow those rules because I was in fear of losing something if I didn't do it right. And that was my business. That was either the liquor license, the health permit. So we do it, somebody else doesn't do it, and I lose my business anyway.
Right. Hey, how can you regulate, man, that someone has 3 drinks outside? You got a bunch of tables outside. Someone's making the drinks inside, I'm guessing. How the hell can you regulate that Joe Blow at table 6 had 3 drinks already? What is that? I mean, that's just obnoxious, Glenn. How do you do that?
That's, unfortunately, you can't. B, again, that's back. B, it's back to the owner. Is the owner going to do it correctly?
Right.
But B, you can't come in and check it and enforce it.
Right.
Because I don't think anybody from the health department is going to walk in and walk up to Marty Griffin's table and ask, you know, can I see your bill so
right.
far, what you've consumed?
Right. Come on, man.
But I understand that's a lack of knowledge of the industry.
Mm. It's ignorant.
Of how to allow us to state rules.
They're setting you up to fail. Would you argue with me that that's not true? They're setting you up to fail, sir.
Correct.
Yes,
that's
they
probably
are.
That's probably an interesting way to put it.
They
yes.
are. They're setting you up to fail. Man, I wish I could do more. My thing is I would organize with 800 of you and all open at once and say to hell with you. We're going to practice safe distancing. We're going to wear masks. We're going to do the right thing. If you challenge us, we're taking you to court. We're going to say you put 500 in the casino. I can put 50 in Napa Prime. Prove me wrong. I think at some point you're going to have to do that before you go under. I just, someone's going to have to do that, brother.
Oh, man.
The salons were ready to go. That's what the salons threatened. They had 2,000 people ready to open. At some point, you're going to have to say, we're going to take you on. Let's all get together and take you on. That's just my theory, brother.
I understand. I just think I would really like to see it done the right way,
uh-huh.
but I can't deny that I've had a bunch of phone calls of people going, well, why did we even close in the first place?
Right.
Because nothing happened to us except we
Thank
all
you.
Went, oh, we have to close. So
Thank
let's
you.
Just reopen. And
Thank you.
What
happened in the last week? You just lost a crap ton of revenue. Ah.
Yeah, and the product that you throw out,
That's
and
right.
the wines that you
That's
throw
right.
back out, and the beer lines that
That's
you
right.
clean again, and.
Thanks, Glenn. Hang in there.
All right. Yep, be good.
Glenn Hawley.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.